مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم میکند. irlanguage.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. دوستان عزیز و ارجمندم، سلام مجدد خدمت شما بزرگواران. بعد از تهیه مجموعه های Q Skills for Success، Reading, Writing, Listening و Speaking و همچنین از سری کتاب های Callings, Get Ready for IELTS, Reading and Writing، امروز و از این جلسه به بعد کتاب های کالینز رو ادامه میدیم با Get Ready for IELTS Speaking. خدمتتون بگم که به روال سابق، اولا ما در ابتدای هر یونیت لغت های هر بخش رو میخونیم همراه با معنی فارسی و تلفظ، و سطح این کتاب ها پری اینترمدیت A2 پلاس هستند، یعنی از سطح ابتدایی به رد هستند، بالاترند و نوعی آمادگی برای سطح متوسط حساب میشند و بهترین منبع میتونن باشن برای عزیزانی که میخواند مطالعه برای آیلتس رو شروع کنند، چون خیلی جاها دیده شده که آمادگی برای آیلتس متاسفانه با خود کتاب‌های اصلی و سطح بالای آیلتس شروع میشه که اصلا انتخاب مناسبی نیستش، برای اینکه هر کاری یک آمادگی میخواد و طبیعتاً شما برای امتحانی در سطح آیلتس، مخصوصاً عزیزانی که به هر جهت نمره 6.5 تا 7.5 میخواند، حتماً باید زیربنای لغوی، دستوری، شنیداری، خواندن و نوشتن رو تقویت کنید. رو همین حساب ما اومدیم و این مجموعه رو انتخاب کردیم، مجموعه ای که به حق میتونه آماده سازی مناسبی برای شما بزرگواران باشه و به جد توصیه میکنم که حتما هر 4 سری این مجموعه رو مطالعه بفرمایید که انشالله برای سطوح بالاتری که در ادامه تدریس خواهد شد محضر شما عزیزانم مصبر سمر واقع بشه. Alright, let's go to unit 1. As you know, ADJ adjective and noun and verb. Unit 1, bossy. Bossy means رئیس معاب، کسی که لذت میبره به دیگران دستور بده. Brother, برادر. Calm, آرام. Clever, باهوش، زیرک. Confident, مطمئن، با اعتماد به نفس. Creative, خلاق. Daughter, دختر. Friendly, دوستانه، صمیمی. Funny, بامزه، جالب. Grandparent, پدر بزرگ و مادر بزرگ. Happy, شاد و خوشحال. Husband, شوهر. Kind, مهربان. Mother, مادر. Parent, یکی از والدین. Sister, خواهر. Son, پسر. Wife, همسر. Okay, now family. In this unit, we are going to talk about family, describe people, pronunciation, the possessive adjectives, skills development, understanding part 1, exam practice part 1. هدف ما در این یونیت صحبت در مورد خانواده، توصیف کردن افراد، تلفظ صدای the هستش، possessive adjective صفات ملکی، و در زمینه بهبود مهارت میخوایم بخش 1 اسپیکینگ آیلتس رو هم متوجه بشیم که چیه و هم تمرین داشته باشیم. Part 1, Language Development, Vocabulary, Family. As you see here, there is a family tree, Bill and Pat, Anna, Simon, then Andrew, Claire and John. Now let's read these sentences and complete them with the words below. The first one, Claire is Andrew's sister. Andrew and John are Claire's brothers. Andrew's parents are called Simon and Anna. Anna is Andrew's mother and Simon's wife. Simon and Anna have three children, one daughter, two sons. Here you see. Pat and Bill are Andrew's grandparents. Bill is Pat's husband. Read and complete the text about Andrew's family. My name's Andrew. I've got one sister. Her name is Claire. اسم من اندروه. من یه خواهر دارم. اسمش کلیره. I've got one brother. His name's John. یه برادر دارم. اسمش جانه. He's a student. یه دانش آموزه. My mother's name is Anna and she's a teacher. My father's name is Simon and he's a doctor. اسم مادرم آنا هستش و یه معلم هستند و اسم پدرم سایمون هستش و ایشون هم یه دکتره. Watch out. مراقب باشید. Use the contraction S in spoken English. Okay? In spoken English. در writing ننویسید My name's Andrew. Okay? Spoken English. My name's Andrew. So از مخفف کاما S استفاده کنید در speaking. Number 3, rewrite the text in exercise 2 to describe your family. For example, how can you describe your family? You can say, my name is, for example, Mina. I've got one sister. Her name is Zahra. I've got one brother. His name is Ali. He's a teacher, maybe. My mother's name is Maryam, and she's a housewife. My father's name is Javad, and he's a dentist. Okay, something like that. Now pronunciation, okay. ابتدا من دلم میخواد که شما این حرف رو به تلفظش گوش بدید و بعد تلاش کنید که تلفظ کنید, okay?
Collins English for exams. Get ready for IELTS speaking. Copyright HarperCollins Publishers 2012. Track 1.
Brother. Father. Grandfather.
Now number 5. Listen and repeat each word, then listen again and write each word.
Track 2.
Brother. Mother. Grandmother.
These are the words brother, mother, and grandmother. Vocabulary describing people. توصیف کردن افراد. Find 9 personality adjectives below. 9 تا صفت مربوط به شخصیت رو از زیر پیدا کنید به این صورت که نوشته. Use your dictionary to help you. Which can describe you? Well, the first one is bossy. آدم رئیس مآب. Calm. Clever. Confident, creative, friendly, funny, happy, kind. Now, which one describes you? For example, I myself, I am very, very creative and a happy person. So what about you? Which adjective describes you?
کدوم یک از این صفت ها برای شما توصیفگر خوبی هستش؟ شما رو خوب توصیف میکنه.
Alright. Complete the descriptions below with personality adjectives from exercise 6. 1. My mother understands new things quickly. She's very clever.
مادر من چیزهای جدید رو به سرعت میفهمه. او خیلی باهوشه.
My father is very... He tells me what to do every day.
پدرم خیلی... او به من میگه که هر روز چی کار کنم. So he is very bossy.
I'm confident because I believe in my ability. For example, I'm good at speaking English.
من آدم با اعتماد به نفسیم برای اینکه به توانایی خودم باور دارم. برای مثال در صحبت کردن انگلیسی خوبم.
My sister is never angry or worried. She's always calm.
خواهر من هرگز عصبانی یا نگران نمیشه. او همیشه آرومه.
5. My brother is friendly. He enjoys meeting people. He is funny too. He always makes people laugh.
برادرم آدم صمیمی هستش. او از دیدار با افراد لذت میبره. او آدم بامزه‌ای هم هستش. همیشه مردم رو میخندونه. Listen to three people describing someone in their family. Write the personality adjectives that each speaker uses. به سه نفر گوش بدین که یه نفر رو در خانوادهشون دارن توصیف میکنن. صفتهای مربوط به شخصیتی رو که هر اسپیکر استفاده میکنه رو اینجا بنویسید.
Track 3 1 My mother is very kind. She loves everybody. She looks like her sister. They've both got curly hair. My mum is a creative person. She makes things all the time. 2.
I don't have any brothers or sisters. I'm an only child, but I've got 7 aunts. My favourite aunt is called Betty. She's very clever. She's a teacher, and she helps me with my studies.
3.
My uncle is so bossy. He tells me what to do all the time. He is married, and his wife is bossy too. But their son is really funny. He's my favourite cousin. We go to the same college.
All right, now let's write speaker 1, 2, 3.
Track 3. 1. My mother is very kind. She loves everybody. She looks like her sister. They've both got curly hair. My mum is a creative person. She makes things all the time. 2.
I don't have any brothers or sisters. I'm an only child, but I've got 7 aunts. My favourite aunt is called Betty. She's very clever. She's a teacher, and she helps me with my studies.
3.
My uncle is so bossy. He tells me what to do all the time. He is married, and his wife is bossy too. But their son is really funny. He's my favourite cousin. We go to the same college.
Okay, here, speaker 1, kind, creative, مهربان, خلاق. Speaker 2, clever, باهوش. Speaker 3, bossy, funny, یعنی رئیس ما و بامزه. Exercise 9 here, she looks like her sister, شبیه به خواهرش هستش. They've both got curly hair, جفتشون موی مجعد یا فرفری دارن. I don't have any brothers or sisters. I'm an only child. من هیچ برادر یا خواهری ندارم. تک فرزندم. But their son is really funny. He is my favorite cousin. اما پسرشون خیلی بامزه است. او پسر عمو یا پسر خاله محبوب من هستش. Describe someone in your family. Use personality adjectives and include extra information. یه نفر رو در خانوادتون توصیف کنید، از ویژگی های شخصیتی که صفت هایی که داره استفاده کنید و اطلاعات اضافی رو هم بیارید. Okay, for example, I'm going to talk about my brother, okay? My brother is older than I and he is very hardworking. He plays the violin and he is a very good violin master. He is too careful with his violin, and sometimes we just think of him as a very, very, let's say, a very, very careful person who thinks that his violin is the most important property or tool in his life. Okay, so this was my description about my brother. Now, grammar, possessive adjectives, صفات ملکی. How would you describe your family? خانوادتون رو چجوری توصیف میکنید؟ Read the description of Anthony's family. توصیف خانواده انتونی رو بخونید. Listen and complete the gaps with the words you hear. گوش کنید و جای خالی رو با کلماتی که میشنوید پر کنید. قبلش دوستان عزیزم، صفات ملکی یعنی صفاتی که برای بیان مالکیت استفاده میشن. خب صفاتی که برای بیان مالکیت استفاده میشن. ببینید عزیزانم، اگر شما بخواید صفات ملکی رو بنویسید my, your, his, her, its, our و their هستش. اینها صفات ملکی ما هستند و بعدشون اسم به کار میره، طبیعیه دیگه، چون صفتاً بعدشون اسم استفاده میشه. For example you say my brother, your sister, his father, her mother, its door, our parents and their school, you know. Okay. پس اینها صفات ملکی هستند که بعدشون اسم به کار میره. Now please listen.
Track 4.
My family. Well, we're a big family, actually. Our house is large. I've got 5 brothers. Their names are Carlos, Gino, Luca, Alex, and Marco. Carlos is 14, and he's the youngest. He's good-looking and very funny. Marco is 27, and he's the oldest. His wife teaches at my college. Her name is Maria. My mother is an only child, so her family is very small. But my father is from a big family. He has 3 brothers. He looks like his brother, my uncle Giorgio. They are both bossy, but kind. My uncle has 4 children and 1 cat. Its name is Lola. Tell me about your family.
My family, well, we are a big family actually. خانواده من، خب ما راستش رو بخوایم خانواده بزرگی هستیم. Our house is large. خونمون بزرگه. I've got 5 brothers. 5 تا برادر دارم. Their names are Carlos, Gino, Luca, Alex and Marco. Carlos is 14 and he's the youngest. Carlos 14 و جوانترینشونه. یا کوچیکترینشون. He's good looking and very funny. او خوشتیپ و خیلی هم بامزه است. Marco is 27 and he is the oldest. Marco 27 ساله بزرگترینمونه. His wife teaches at my college. Her name is Maria. خانومش در دانشکده من درس میده. اسمش ماریا هستش. My mother is an only child, so her family is very small. مادرم تک فرزنده، بنابراین خانوادهش خیلی کوچیکه. But my father is from a big family. اما پدرم از یه خانواده پرجمعیت میاد. He has 3 brothers. 3 برادر داره. He looks like his brother, my uncle Giorgio. او شبیه برادرش جورجیو هستش. They are both bossy but kind. جفتشون رئیس مآب اما مهربونن. My uncle has 4 children and 1 cat. عموی من 4 تا بچه و یه گربه داره. Its name is Lola. اسم گربه لولا هستش. Tell me about your family. در مورد خانواده خودت بهم بگو. Look like یعنی شبیه بودن. I look like my brother. He looks like his father. They look like their father. Alright, now, can you tell about your family? For example, you say, well, let me talk about my family, okay? This is just an example. I am not going to really talk about my family, alright? Well, I am from a pretty small family. I have got only 1 brother. His name is Ali, and he is, as I said, older. He is 47. And he's a teacher, and at the same time he plays violin, and he is a violin master. My mother is a housewife, and my father is a doctor. Complete the table below. Okay, جدول زیرو کامل میکنیم. چجوری؟ مثلا این صفت فاعلی یوه، صفت ملکیش میشه your، همون که براتون نوشتم. So, I, my, you, your, he, his, she, her, it, its, we, our, they, their. Answer the questions below, write full sentences. به سوالات زیر پاسخ بدید، جملات کامل بنویسید. Do you have any brothers or sisters? What are their names? Yes, I have 2 sisters. Their names are Ella and Liz. What is your father's name? For example, you say, what is your father's name? اسم بابا چیه؟ You may say his name is Ali, Reza, Majid, whatever. 3. Who do you look like in your family? What is his or her name? شما در خانوادت شبیه چه کسی هستی؟ بچه اینا تایپ 1 اند سوالاتی هستند که در اسپیکینگ 1 ازتون پرسیده میشه در آیلتس. شما شبیه چه کسی هستین در خانوادتون؟ What is his or her name? اسمش چیه؟ Well, for example, you say I look like my mother. Her name is for example Rose, or you say I look like my father, his name is Alex. Have you got a pet? آیا یه حیوان خانگی دارید؟ Yes. What is its name? Its name is for example cat, catty. Who makes you laugh in your family? چه کسی شما رو میخندونه در خانوادت؟ My mother makes me laugh in my family. Is someone in your family bossy? آیا کسی در خانواده شما رئیس مآب هستش؟ Yes, my father is bossy, but he is very kind. Add one more sentence to your answers in exercise 13. یه جمله دیگه به پاسخاتون اضافه کنید. ببینید بچه ها. شما وقتی که در امتحان آیلتس قراره به سوالات اسپیکینگ پاسخ بدید، یه نفر ازت بپرسه What's your father's name؟ مثلا بگید علی و تمام، نمره خوبی نمیگیریم، باید اطلاعات اضافی بدین و از اینجا تمرینات مناسبی شروع میشن. For example, you say number one, do you have any brothers or sisters? If you say yes, I have two sisters. Well, okay. That's not good. You should continue your answer by saying, for example, their names are Ella and Liz. Ella looks like my mother and they are both very kind. Did you understand? How would you describe your family? شما چطور خانوادتون رو توصیف میکنید؟ Record your answer. پاسختون رو ضبط کنید. Okay. For example, if I want to describe... of course, I describe my family, but let's consider I am another person and I'm going to describe my family. دوباره مثلا از یه منظر یه نفر دیگه من خانوادم رو توصیف کنم. My name is John and... I come from a very big family. I have 3 brothers and 2 sisters. All my brothers are younger and my 2 sisters are older. And my youngest brother's name is Alex and my oldest sister's name is Mina. Two of my brothers are my students and the third one is a teacher. One of my sisters namely Rose, she's a dentist and the other one is studying at the college. Okay, my father is a worker and my mother is a teacher too. Now part 2, skills development, exam information. The complete speaking test takes 11 to 14 minutes. دوستان عزیزم در آیلتس بخش اسپیکینگ 11 تا 14 دقیقه طول میکشه. 11 تا 14 دقیقه. اون کسی که از شما امتحان میگیره سوال میپرسه و شما پاسخ میدید. پاسخاتون هم ضبط میشن. Part 1 مقدمه و مصاحبه. Part 1 4 تا 5 دقیقه طول میکشه. توی این Part 1 در مقدمه امتحان گیرنده معرفی میکند خودش را به شما. امتحان گیرنده از شما میخواد که تایید کنید هویتتون رو، که مثلا فرضاً Are you فرامرز پرموسا؟ You say yes I am. Then the interviewer starts. بعد مصاحبه شروع میشه. The examiner asks you questions on general topics, e.g. family, hobbies, studying. امتحان گیرنده از شما سوالاتی میپرسه در مورد موضوعات عمومی مثل خانواده، سرگرمی و درس خوندن. Part 1 tests your ability to give full answers and to give extra information on general topics with descriptions or explanations. Part 1 توانایی شما رو برای دادن پاسخ کامل تست میکنه و همچنین برای دادن اطلاعات اضافی روی موضوعات کلی با توصیفات یا توضیحات. پس چی شد؟ یه بار دیگه میگم. کل آزمون اسپیکینگ 11 تا 14 دقیقه طول میکشه. Part 1ش 4 تا 5 دقیقه. توی Part 1 بخش اینترودکشنه و بعد مصاحبه شروع میشه. توی این بخش، یعنی کل Part 1، هدف اصلی اینه که از شما در مورد موضوعات عمومی مثل خانواده، سرگرمی ها، درس خوندن، ملیت سوالاتی بپرسه و شما نه تنها موظفید جواب کامل بدید بلکه اضافه توضیح هم داشته باشید. Read the part 1 questions 1 to 5 below. Match each question with the correct topic A to E. هر کدوم از این سوالات رو با موضوع درستشون مچ کنید. Are you a student? آیا شما یه دانش آموز هستید? What is this? It is your studies در مورد مطالعاتتونه دیگه. Describe your family. خانوادتون رو توصیف کنید. طبیعتاً be. Which country are you from? Your country. از چه کشوری میای؟ What do you do? شغلت چیه؟ Your work. Do you do any sports? آیا ورزشی انجام میدی؟ این هم میشه هابیز. What do you do means what is your job? Read and listen to the examiner's introduction in part one. Complete the gaps. Okay. Hello, my name is Steve Smith. Could you tell me your full name? این examiner هستش. Okay. آیا میگه که اسم من استیو اسمیثه؟ شما میتونید بهم اسم کاملتون رو بگید. Full name یعنی نام کامل. Thank you. Can you show me your identification please? میشه مدارک شناساییتون رو به من نشون بدید؟ I'd now like to ask you some questions about yourself. حالا یه سری سوالات در مورد خودت میخوام بپرسم. Tell me about your family. در مورد خانوادت بگو. What does your father do? پدرت چیکار میکنه؟ How much time do you spend with your family? چقدر با خانوادت وقت میگذرونی؟ Are people in your country close to their family? آیا مردم در کشور شما نزدیکن به خانوادشون از نظر روابط؟ Do you prefer to go out with your family or your friends? آیا ترجیح میدی با خانوادت بیرون بری یا با دوستات؟ Where do you live at the moment? در حال حاضر در کجا زندگی میکنی؟ Listen please.
Track 5.
Hello. My name is Steve Smith. Could you tell me your full name, please? Thank you. Can you show me your identification, please? I'd now like to ask you some questions about yourself. Tell me about your family. What does your father do? How much time do you spend with your family? Are people in your country close to their family? Do you prefer to go out with your family or your friends? Where do you live at the moment?
All right. Listen to a candidate answering a question from exercise 2. Which question is it? یکی از داوطلبها پاسخ میده به یه سوال از exercise 2. کدوم سوال؟
Track 6.
My father is a doctor. He helps people. He works in a hospital. He's very kind to people.
Now, what question? Very good. What does your father do? شغل پدرت چیه؟ Listen to the candidate's answer again and assess it. به پاسخ کاندیدا یا داوطلب گوش بدین و دوباره اونو ارزیابی کنید. Choose the best description. اول ببینیم داستان این شیشتا چیه. The information in the answer is relevant or not relevant. اطلاعات در پاسخی که ارائه میده مربوط هست یا نیست. یعنی به اون سواله. The answer is very short. Okay, very long. پاسخی که داوطلب میده خیلی کوتاهه، نه خوبه، خیلی بلنده. The candidate speaks with pauses at normal speed, very fast. داوطلب صحبت میکنه با مکس، با سرعت نرمال، خیلی سریع. The vocabulary is relevant, not relevant to the topic. لغت مربوط هست یا نیست به موضوع. The pronunciation is poor, okay, clear. تلفظ ضعیف، خوب، واضحه. There are a lot of errors, one or two errors, no errors in the grammar. خطاهای زیادی وجود داره در گرامر. یکی دو تا خطا وجود داره. هیچ خطایی وجود نداره.
Track 6.
My father is a doctor. He helps people. He works in a hospital. He's very kind to people.
Now, what is your assessment? ارزیابی شما از اینها چیه؟ بریم با هم بررسی کنیم. Number 1, most is relevant. اکثر اطلاعاتی که داد مربوط بود، اما یه قسمتی که گفت he's very kind to people، راستش رو بخواین خب رفتی نداره دیگه، او با مردم مهربانه. Number 2، پاسخ اوکی بود، خوب بود، نه زیاد طولانی نه زیاد کوتاه بود، نرمال صحبت میکنه. Number 3، Number 4، لغت ها relevant and doctor helps people hospital و not relevantش هم همونطور که در شماره 1 گفتیم kind to people. 5 تلفظش کلیر هستش و اشکالی هم از نظر گرامری نداشت. Now record your answer to the same question و بعد assess کنید خودتون پاسختون رو. Now, how can you improve your answer? چطور میتونید پاسختون رو بهبود ببخشید؟ Choose one or two pieces of advice below to improve your answer, then record your answer again. یکی دو تا از توصیه‌های زیر رو استفاده کنید برای بهبود پاسختون، بعد دوباره ضبط کنید پاسختون رو. Give a longer answer. پاسخ طولانی تری بدید. Practice giving answers that are two or three full sentences. تمرین کنید دادن پاسخهایی رو که دو تا سه تا جمله کامل هستن. Imagine you're speaking to a friend and speak at your normal speed, not fast and not slow. تصور کنید که با یه دوست دارین صحبت میکنید و با سرعت نرمالتون صحبت کنید. نه زیاد سریع، تند و نه آروم. Go back to the vocabulary sections and learn more words for family. برگردیم به بخش لغات و لغت‌های بیشتری رو برای خانواده یاد بگیرید. Go back to the pronunciation section or use your dictionary and practice saying difficult words. برگردیم به بخش تلفظ یا از دیکشنریتون استفاده کنید و تمرین کنید گفتن کلمات مشکل رو. Go back to the grammar section and check your understand everything. برید به بخش گرامر و چک کنید که شما همه چیز رو فهمیدید. Choose one more question from exercise 2 and record your answer. دوباره یه سوال دیگه از exercise 2 رو انتخاب کنید و پاسختون رو ضبط کنید. بر اساس این فاکتورها assess کنید، ارزیابی کنید پاسختون رو، بعد تلاش کنید اون رو بهبود ببخشید. Exam tip: The questions in part 1 are on general topics about your life. Your answers are from your life and experience. There is no right or wrong answer. سوالات بخش یک راجع به موضوعات عمومی در مورد زندگی شما، پاسخهای شما از زندگی و تجارب خود شما میاد، بنابراین پاسخ درست یا غلطی وجود نداره که مثلا اگزامینر پاسخ درست رو داشته باشه و بعد به شما بگه که اشتباه جواب دادین. چرا؟ چون از زندگی شما داره سوال میشه. پس حواستون به صحت گفته هایی که میگید نباشه. ضمن اینکه نرمال صحبت میکنید، حالا اطلاعات دروغ هم ندین، ولی عرض کردم بیشتر رایت و رانگ بودن پاسخ شما مد نظر نیست، بیشتر رعایت لغت های مربوطه، سرعت خوبه، پرونانسیشن خوبه، اینتونیشن خوبه، همه اینها در صحبت کردنتون امتیاز دارند. Part 3 exam practice. Read the part 1 questions. Record your answers to the questions. Which country are you from? You may say, for example, I'm from Iran. I'm from, for example, Japan. Do you have a large family? Your answer may be, yes, I have quite a large family. I have 3 brothers and 2 sisters. What does your mother do? You may say she's a teacher. She teaches in a high school. Do you live with your family? آیا با خانواده زندگی میکنی؟ ممکنه بگی yes, right now I'm living with my family, but I have some plans to rent an apartment for myself in the near future. Okay, now I'm from Dubai. It is in the United Arab Emirates. No, it's a small family. I'm an only child. There are my parents and my grandmother. My mother is a manager in an office. Yes, we live in a big flat in the center of the city. Okay, these were model answers. Listen to 3 more part 1 questions. Write the questions, then record your answers.
Track 7. 1.
What do you do?
2.
How would you describe your family?
3.
Who is important to you in your family?
4. Now, what are your answers? What do you do? How would you describe your family? Who is important to you in your family? شغلت چیه؟ چطور خانوادت رو توصیف میکنی؟ چه کسی برای شما در زندگی در خانوادت مهمه؟ Model answer. I'm a teacher. You may say, I'm a doctor. I work in a language school. I work in a hospital. My family is large. I have 2 brothers and 3 sisters. My parents have got lots of brothers and sisters too. My father is important to me. He works every day, but he always helps me with my studies. We like going for walks together. You know, these were the answers. Now you might answer these questions quite separately. And I want you to record your answers and listen to your answers and try to assess your answers. Now progress check. بریم ببینیم که چقدر این کارها رو میتونیم دیگه الان در پایان این فصل انجام بدیم. Do you give a long answer? آیا شما پاسخ بلند میدید? Do you speak at a normal speed? آیا با سرعت نرمال صحبت میکنید? Do you use vocabulary for describing people? آیا شما از لغت‌های برای توصیف افراد استفاده می‌کنید؟ Do you use correct pronunciation? آیا از تلفظ صحیح استفاده می‌کنید؟ Do you use possessive adjectives correctly? آیا از صفات ملکی به درستی استفاده می‌کنید؟ همون مواردی که در یونیت 1 مورد بررسی قرار گرفت. پس یادتون نره دوستان عزیزم، یونیت‌های این کتاب‌ها موضوع بندی شدند، درجه بندی شدند و بنابراین یونیت 1 آسون دیدی که general questions about you and your family بودند و ازتون میخوام طبق دستورات داده شده و مخصوصا توضیح هایی که بهتون میشه مبنی بر پاسخ بلند دادن، توضیح بیشتر دادن، رعایت تلفظ و لغات مربوط حتما حتما تمرین کنید. بدون هیچ عجله و شتابی یونیت های بعدی رو هم به این صورت انشالله میخونید. خب تا یونیت دوم مراقب خودتون باشید و میبینمتون.